Welcome to Profiling Criminal Minds Sunday Quarantine Check-In. I'm Dan.
And I'm Dr. Redmond.
Today, you're Dr. Redmond for a very good reason. We weren't planning on bringing these quarantine shows back until sometime in March, assuming we were all still in quarantine. And given the way my town's looking, I'm definitely going to be.
Are you kidding? And all of the Algoma Health.
Yeah.
All of the new ones we get. Like, we get one every couple of days, and they're all someplace else. They're not in Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, that's good to know.
We're not going to get the vaccine for a while, I'll tell you.
Doesn't look
like
it.
We'll be low on the list. Well, other people will get it before Sault Ste. Marie does, because
we've
got almost nothing. Anyway.
But, of course, the real question is, why did we bother coming back? Well, hopefully you know about this already, but if you don't, we'll be the ones to break it to you. Criminal Minds is coming back.
Season frickin' 16.
Well, no, it's going to be legally a new show. Like, I doubt they're going to call it Season 16. It's going to be
everybody's
streaming.
Talking about right, it no, at Season right. 16.
Colloquially, it's going to be Season 16. You're absolutely right. And it's only my obsession with, you know, blah, 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 accuracy, blah, 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 nonsense. I don't really have to. It's going to be Season 16 of Criminal Minds. So the announcement has been made. It is coming back next year.
And yes, 3 days ago.
Yep. Like, this is fresh news. Well, you know, 3 days old. But yeah, you can still eat three-day-old fish. Oh, no, wait. That's when you're not supposed to eat it, according to Ben Franklin. It's a House Guests and Fish reference.
Oh,
I know.
No, we have to do this show, and it's going...
Well, no, this is the real thing, because we had said that...
I mean, like, the quarantine
literally,
show.
Literally, oh no, the quarantine show, yes. Well, of course we were always going to have to talk about this. But the funny part is, we literally just did a show talking about, you know, well, what happens if Criminal Minds come back? And you were of the mind that you did not want to cover it. I think quite understandably.
Well, no, I did have. We didn't really talk about it all that much in the show. I think we talked about afterwards.
Yeah.
Because you broke the news to me when we were doing Prodigal Son that... Yes.
There's
Criminal Minds is in development, and I just, my jaw dropped. You know, this was after it was finished, and I was sitting there in stunned silence.
How could they do this to you?
And then I opened up the emails, and one of our, just to let
listeners,
one of our listeners, and I will read it to you exactly because it's still up.
Yep.
I will read it to you exactly. So, what ancient god, powerful warlock, or witch did you guys piss off? Because it looks like you are being condemned to an eternity of reviewing Criminal Minds, no matter how much you don't want to.
Well, I mean, it's true. Like, we thought we were done talking about Criminal Minds. We're moving on to talk about Wise Guy. But it turns out Wise Guy is just going to be a bridge between Criminal Minds and more Criminal Minds.
And as I said, I will be condemned to do this until I die. And we are long-lived people.
I know.
90 in our family is early to die.
Yeah,
I will die with my Criminal Minds boots on. LOL.
There you go.
That was my response to her.
I think that's a very healthy response.
And that's what we get for saying we are completists.
Yeah. Well, no, but the thing is, it's like, we are going to address what they want to do, what they're trying to do, because the crazy part is, they didn't just announce Criminal Minds is coming back. They announced they want to do the real Criminal Minds as well. And if you people aren't familiar with that is, it's that normal thing where you do a reality show or a documentary show based on the kind of stuff that happens on a fictional show. It's a popular thing. I'm sure you've seen a couple of them.
And I'm sure Jim Clemente needed work.
Well, exactly. And I mean, the funny part is, in the announcement about it, they're like, they'll have a real FBI agent there to talk about these cases. I'm like, you mean Jim Clemente? Just say Jim Clemente. Like, we know who it's going to be. Maybe it's his brother who's also an FBI agent, but it's obviously a member of the Clemente family we're going to be hearing from.
Oh, Lord, help me.
Yeah, well, Jim Clemente.
Give me Danny Wahlberg, you know?
Let's just say Jim Clemente has some stuff going on that if he does indeed become the host of this show, well, no, like the main interview in the show, they say they were going to want someone else to host it. And my question is, who are they going to get of the cast, season 15, who's going to host this thing? Like, that's the real question from me to you. Who do you think of the whole cast they're going to get to host this, The Real Criminal Minds, and narrate?
Joe Mantegna.
That was my thought, too. Okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page with this one.
What else?
Well, no, I figure Joe Mantegna, you know, probably isn't coming back for the show.
Yeah, maybe.
I just, in all likelihood, it would be weird if Joe Mantegna came back for the show, given how he seems to feel about Criminal Minds.
Well, you know, I mean, there are people who seem to think somehow, and it's interesting reading all of the...
Yeah, all of the comments.
Well, it's not just the comments, it's the show itself. Right. Of course, everybody wants Hotch back.
Yeah, that's
just
like...
about everybody wants Hotch back. And spoiler alert, you ain't gonna get to see Hotch.
Really?
I will lay down real money on that one.
Okay.
Because of the reason I really don't want to watch this show.
Yeah. Well, let's just say, I mean, we don't have to be coy. We have had issues with Erica Messer's work in the past. Her decision to try and make the show as much of an episodic thing as possible is what kept the show from ever living up to its dramatic potential. I think that's fair to say. Like, I don't think I'm being unfair in saying that.
No.
Yeah,
you're
okay,
nice.
I think that's clear.
That's so nice. You are being so diplomatic.
Exactly. And... when we listen to her interviews, when we hear people talk about her, we are not left with any amount of confidence that this is someone who can turn Criminal Minds into what it should be. And again, I know, but I'm being diplomatic and I'm being polite. And so the idea that they would bring Criminal Minds back, and also the biggest albatross around the neck of Criminal Minds, seems kind of insane to us.
Yes. And again, to let our listeners know, we are not the only people that think Erica Messer shouldn't be brought back.
Back.
Yeah. I mean, there was one guy went on about how, well, yes, you know, and really, as long as they don't bring Erica Messer back for a number of reasons, it doesn't matter. You can go check things, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have no hopes. I mean, you said, well, we'll talk about what our hopes and what we would like to see and everything else. And I'm going, it's going to be a disaster. I don't care. It's going to be a disaster. Even though one of our friends are not friends, but a contact of ours has looked for, shall we say, ways of increasing knowledge and understanding of psychopaths and killers.
We have it on, like, all we'll say is, and this is all we're going to say about this, is we believe that there are people who are going to be working on this show that care about making it the best possible version
better.
Of Criminal Minds. No, not just better, like, because this is going to be a streaming show. This is going to, and I mean, I think it's clear that the intent here is, what if Criminal Minds was a prestige TV show?
Well, they're doing 10.
That clearly
then why the hell are they bringing back Erica Messer?
I mean, I don't have an answer for that part, but I'm saying the goal is obviously, let's see what Criminal Minds looks like as a high-end, valuable, professional, like, you know, one of these prestige shows, because it's
like
be,
True Detective.
Exactly.
True Detective.
That is what I'm saying. Yes. They want to be 10 episodes. They're going to do like 10 episode seasons, and it's all going to be one case, just like True Detective. And I'm sure they'll stumble into other stuff while they're doing that case. But that is what they're going to do this time. And we know that there are people who are going to be working there who want to make this the best possible version of the show. But the problem is, are Erica Messer's instincts and all of her questionable ideas about the show going to keep that from being a reality?
Yeah, and as I said,
and I don't know.
Putting money on it.
I understand why. I 100% understand
you
why
you haven't
you're
listened to the podcasts.
What do you mean?
You not no, podcast. Excuse me. You haven't about? Listened to the commentaries.
No, that's true.
You have not listened to the commentaries. You have not watched the special features. Trust me, there is a reason why I have very little confidence that
yeah,
because you know, it is, I mean, and I would tell you that there is one commentary with her and Green Fraser, and I wanted to slap her up the side of the head. But I'm not a violent person, so I only do that metaphorically.
Well,
but if I was a
violent person, if there was one scene,
Thomas Gibson, did nothing compared to what I want to do to that woman.
Yeah, well, her representation of certain things has been very troubling, and that's a conversation for, we're not going to go into that now, but
no.
She has certain beliefs about serial killers and child abuse and really everything we're talking about in the world of Criminal Minds that we don't just not agree with, but we think that holding the opinion she has is actually harmful.
Yeah.
And we've talked about those episodes on the show, so this shouldn't be a mystery to anyone who's been listening to the show that we feel this way.
Yeah, no, this isn't. In fact, that person who asked us which ancient gods we pissed off said that, no, she wouldn't pay. Because I did make a comment. If Erica Messer was going to be a showrunner, I wasn't going to watch it.
Yeah.
I would have to be paid to watch it. And she says, well, I wouldn't pay to have you and Dan be miserable.
Aww, that's so sweet.
She listens all the time, okay. So she knows.
I get it. That's great.
But that was funny.
It is funny. All right. So, but let's get to the big issue, which is, and they said what they would like to do is bring back at least some of the cast, mm-hmm. right? And also have new cast members. So there's no point in trying to figure out who they would bring onto the show because we have no way of knowing that. So let's ask the big question. Who do you think is coming back for this 10-episode show?
Now, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, Matthew Gray Gubler will come back.
No, there is no question. Like, I don't see how they do the show, like,
without
Matthew Gubler. Yeah, without Matthew
Gubler. And, I mean, he cried so much. I mean, I was looking at some feeds from him, and, you know, he was just so upset, you know, after it was over, and it was the most wonderful thing and all the rest of it.
Yeah, I know it's weird to say, but I feel like I can't imagine them doing this without Matthew Gubler. Like,
okay.
I don't see how you do the show.
Okay. Kirsten will come back.
I would think it would be crazy for her to not come back.
Well, I can't imagine, you know, that she wouldn't come back. That is what we haven't been, like, we're doing this sort of off the cuff, and I'm trying
absolutely.
To see who's got other things going on. I mean, Padgett does. And I'm not necessarily convinced that she might want to come back.
I mean, it was the funniest thing listening to that that interview she did.
Yeah.
Where she was like, you know, for all the reasons she wanted to leave, which were understandable reasons, no one criticizing her. She's got all these reasons to want to leave. And then the minute she leaves, right, and the minute she comes back, she's like, I don't know why I wanted to leave this job. This is the easiest job in the world.
Yeah.
And it is. Like, you learn 12 lines of dialogue a week, and that's pretty much your whole job.
Yeah, and you get big money for it.
And you get paid well. So there you go.
Well, yes, but, you know, I mean, there are other things, right?
Oh, of course.
I don't know. I mean, you would think they'll, I don't know, are they going to bring JJ back?
I don't, like, here's the thing. I don't think, like, logically, it doesn't really make sense to me to bring JJ and Will back. Like, all of those relationships ended on a really good note. Yeah. Like, as much as we love Josh Stewart, right?
Yeah.
Like, but well, I don't know if it really makes sense to bring JJ back.
Okay,
because,
so
you know,
let's tell the little story. Everybody can go. I do have a Facebook page, and it's pretty open.
There's not a lot of super secret stuff in there.
No, and I don't, and I, you know, I mean, anything that I don't want people to see would be just sent to my friends, right? So I don't care. And so, of course, I put up Daniel's Christmas present to me. Did we talk about that on the show?
I don't know if we talked about that on the show.
Okay, Daniel gave me a
Christmas
present.
Yeah.
And I cried. he went on to Cameo.
Yeah.
And he got Josh Stewart to send me
Christmas wishes.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Greeting. I cried.
Yeah.
It was actually really good. And I think the thing, Daniel told him all this stuff about me so he would have all of this stuff to be able to talk to me personally.
Yeah.
And anyway, and I would say if I was to sort of analyze it, and you can go and listen to it. You can see it on Cameo, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you can just go to his page in Cameo. Because they have a feature on Cameo where literally, like, if you don't want your message added to their wall of cameos they've done, you have to click a thing. But otherwise, it's assumed that you're cool with that.
Oh, yeah. And I don't care.
No.
You know, and he talked, you know, and he did do his shtick about Criminal Minds, right?
Yeah.
But it was, okay, this is what I have to say.
Please.
Right? And then, but you knew that the minute he could switch to the fact that I loved his movies.
Obviously, that's more what he'd rather be talking about.
He was so happy about that.
Oh, yeah.
That those were the things that I loved, right?
Oh, yeah. And both of his movies are great.
Yeah, and we have reviewed them on our Profiling Criminal Minds.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody can go and find those if they want to. But yes, it was such a wonderful Christmas present.
Yeah.
And but that was funny. So I'm not sure, unless he needs the money and he's already, you know, or unless he says, well, okay, they're only going to have me two times.
Exactly.
Show up in
well
in
and
10 episodes.
That is something I would like to see, right? Like, so let's say you know, let's say Padgett Brewster's not on the show every day, but let's say part of the case is taking place in, where did she move at the end? Colorado. Where was she thinking about moving at the end? Colorado.
I don't know, where were they going? They were out there in the west somewhere, Nevada.
Yeah, somewhere in
Colorado,
the west, Nevada,
somewhere.
Something like that is my point,
to
right?
An FBI office.
Yeah. Is where she was thinking of moving to be with her new boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she is a person who has trouble with commitment. And so it was a big deal that she was actually going to be willing to go and be with him and his daughter and consider being a stepmother and actually, you know, taking something seriously for the first time in ages.
And maybe she could try quitting drinking.
Well, I'm sure that would factor in to those decisions. But anyway, no, that's another. No, and what interests me about it, right? So they did this, they had a nice off-ramp for her character if they wanted. And the same thing with JJ going to work in Louisiana, right? So it's like there's this natural off-ramp. And honestly, if the team is just, you know, Dr. Spencer Reed and, you know, obviously, like you said, Garcia can show up. Right. Yeah. And maybe you get Aisha Tyler in there for a couple of episodes because she's off teaching and she comes back to consult on something. Right. Because maybe in all of her, maybe you do something where, oh, well, in the huge list of serial killers she's interviewed over the years, like maybe, you know, what's it called? Like in Silence of the Lambs, someone she's talked to knows the guy they're looking for. And so they go through her papers and find out about blah, blah. You know, it's like something like that. Like you have a way to get these characters still be part of the world without needing to get the entire cast back for this for
the
show.
Yeah, and you could get, Adam Rodriguez and Daniel
Kenny
back.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
You do need to have one of the female characters back for sure.
Yeah. Oh,
besides
absolutely.
Kirsten, probably. I don't know. You know,
like
I'm
I said,
just.
I think it makes the most sense to pop, like, to put Aisha Tyler in there. But I know people love JJ and I know people love Prentice, so it could be either one. It's just, and I know this is a weird way to look at it because I'm looking at it from the, like, fictional relationships these people were involved in, but mm-hmm. it feels like a step backwards for either of their characters to still be doing that job.
Oh, for sure. And I would think, I mean, Matt Gubler, I mean, well, you can't have it without him, so I would assume they had to get him.
Oh yeah,
committed before.
I would imagine even, so.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing that horrifies me about it, we're talking about the characters.
Yeah.
Right, and it is. I'm thinking about the characters, and I'm going, okay. So you could get Daniel Henney back, but he doesn't really need to do that so much anymore. It would be, you know, Aisha, well, for heaven's sakes, as we said, did she even have a line in the last episode?
I know, right?
You know, so that's how much
yeah,
I suspect she and Erica get along, because Erica and Kirsten wrote the last episode.
I know.
That tells you something. So I don't think they'll be gung-ho in getting her back.
I mean, I'm sad, but I don't think you're wrong.
No, when you sit and look at things like that, you know that a writing room and a showrunner will undercut people they don't really want there and don't like and can't get rid of.
Or just don't have anything, like, even, I mean, even if it's not that, you know, don't like, even if it's just don't think that they can service a character.
Yeah.
Right. Don't you think know? That they have anything to say with the character. They might not use them. So,
well,
you're right. Know. Like, it is possible that's going to happen, and that would make me very sad if they did that with Aisha Tyler, because I want it to turn out that she was the killer.
No, I know.
I want
I
that
know.
To be the reveal. Come on, you've set it up so beautifully. Just have Aisha turn out to be the killer. That's all we want.
Yeah, but they lost. Yes, yeah. they lost interest in that, and I don't think anybody's gone back to look at, you know, that first
earlier episodes,
six
yeah.
episodes. You know, this is the problem. You know, I'm thinking about it all. So we've got the Daniel Henney, we've got Adam Rodriguez, we've got Kirsten,
yeah,
we've got Padgett, we've got I think yeah, Joe Mantegna won't be around much. He might show up to say hello, but
yeah. It would feel like it was weird if he was there, but it's like, is he going to show up to a recording studio to do the voiceover for The Real Criminal Minds? Oh, I'm sure he'll do that. But it's like getting up every morning at 6 to go and like sit in a trailer for 12 hours. I can't see him doing that.
No, you know? Why do that? As why you said, you always that? Called it. That was his retirement project yeah. and it's
yeah.
done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, the
and
show was his retirement. I think that's yeah. clear to see the way he, you know, like once in a blue moon puts in the effort, you know?
Yeah.
But so that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, we've had those conversations. Yeah. So those of you who haven't yet gone through all of our 15 seasons
yeah.
podcasts, you're in for a treat.
Exactly. All
sometimes.
Right, so, but yes, so two things we can confirm. One, I mean, this is real. They are working on it. It's not just blabber.
Oh, no, the contracts have been signed.
Yeah, signed. It is. This is happening, so that's yeah. great. But
10 seasons, they've committed to 10 seasons, to 10 episodes.
To 10 episodes, yeah.
Okay.
Right, and so that's great news. I mean, again, your mileage may vary on how great you find that. I think it's great news. It's going to take a lot of talking by me to her to get her to think it's good news. This is a long project for me. Don't worry. I'll get her there. It's just going to take a little time. Right. And yes, as we suspected, the success of the show, like, it was never the biggest show on CBS. It was 1 year, as we all know, because we talked about how crazy that was. For 1 year, it was the biggest show on CBS, or like right after their biggest show, when it was number 10 in the overall ratings for the entire country, which is kind of amazing. But yeah, that was, of course, the the Jennifer Love Hewitt season, because, you know, for better or for worse, everybody loves Jennifer Love Hewitt. We may not understand it, we may not get it ourselves, but everybody loves Jennifer Love Hewitt. So that was that. They did have one incredible season, right? But the thing is, this thing is a perennial on Netflix. People can't get enough of this show on Netflix. People adore it. And it was never on Canadian Netflix, so I didn't realize what a phenomenon it was. But it is like The Office level. Everybody watches this thing on Netflix. Like, and you and I might cynically like want to have that moment of, who is the kind of person who like just sits and turns Criminal Minds on in the background while they're doing other stuff? I mean, that might seem crazy to you or I, but there are people like that out there. People are just like, yeah, you know, I'm busy doing my laundry, I'll just turn on Criminal Minds.
Okay, listen to this.
Please.
How much did people stream Criminal Minds on Netflix in the last week of January?
Okay.
984 million minutes were streamed.
This is what I'm talking about. It's crazy successful and crazy popular. People love this show. So it makes perfect sense. Like 100%. I totally get why it's coming back. I think it's kind of funny that everyone has observed over and over again that the seasons that are on Netflix are only the seasons with Hotch in them.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Like,
we discovered that
6 different people noticed that.
Yeah.
And I think that's hilarious, because, you know, everybody loves Thomas Gibson.
I've got this. So Netflix offering of Criminal Minds was the most viewed show on streaming platforms in the last week of January. So it was the top. Popularity of Criminal Minds. What was I going to say? All 15 seasons of the original series will be on Paramount Plus, which launches March 4th. The first 12 seasons will also remain on Netflix.
See? It's Thomas Gibson people love.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. It just is Thomas Gibson that people have loved this whole time.
Yep.
And I hope, I mean, I'm sad to say, I think you're right, and he won't be back. I just wish he would be.
Oh yeah, you know, it beat out Bridgerton, Fate, Grey's Anatomy, Schitt's Creek.
People love Criminal Minds.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other, like, there's no other way to say it. People adore Criminal Minds.
Yep.
And we can make our little jokes about people loving Criminal Minds, and we do make our little jokes about Criminal, but, you know, we're still watching it. You know, that's why we're here. All right. We are all looking forward to the new season to varying degrees.
Okay. Thank you. Because I'm still concerned about the writing room, because it looks like they're bringing writers back as well.
Yeah, and that is an issue.
But I don't know who.
Yeah.
No, obviously the ones that Erica Messer gets along really, really well with, I guess. That would be guess.
Yeah, presumably. I mean, this makes sense. But we'll, you know what? We'll see. But before we go, we are going to, as news breaks, we're obviously going to be back for more of these to talk about this. But before we go, we just wanted to offer our condolences to the family of Harry V. Bring, the longtime line producer and exec. And I think by the end, he was an executive producer on the show, because he was the guy. And I mean, you have worked as a line producer. You know what this job is. It's the hardest job there is. This is not an easy job to do. In case you're not familiar with the term. The line producer in the world of cinema is the producer who's there on set every day, making sure things actually happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's the really one of the best ways to describe it. It's like, you got a lot of stuff you have to do on that page. And the line producer is the one who makes sure that what is on the page actually gets shot. They make sure everyone is doing their job. And the thing happens. And that is what he did on the show. And apparently he was beloved. And oh my God, the career this man had. You would not... Okay, he started out as a second assistant director on, are you ready for this? Mr. Mom? And then he worked on, it gets so much better, Strange Brew. He also worked on The New Kids, which isn't a well-known film. It's Sean S. Cunningham made it. It's a kind of a gang movie about these kids who move to Florida, and there's a vicious gang there that they get into trouble with, and the gang leader is James Spader, pre-Pretty in Pink, like the youngest you've ever seen James Spader. And it was written, weirdly, by Stephen Gyllenhaal, who is the Gyllenhaal's parent. Maggie and Jake Gyllenhaal's dad. So, yeah. But here's the key thing that's going to blow you away. Do you know what he was the second assistant director on? There's no way you can possibly guess this, so I don't know why I teed it up that way. Max Headroom. Yeah, he worked on all 13 episodes of Max Headroom.
I think I knew that. Weird. Or, I mean, I do think that I
had heard about,
connected that, because I do have the box set and there are some commentaries.
Ah, okay. So,
if I had given it a long time, but
you
no.
You might have recognized the name.
Well, yeah. No, Harry Bring, but I might have started to kind of wind my wheels, but this is not a week where I am on, yes. on you know, doing this where my brain is actually functioning really well. But yes, and that was,
one of the great TV shows of all
one
time.
One of the great TV shows of all time.
If you haven't seen Max Headroom, you owe it to yourself to see Max Headroom. It's unbelievably good.
And where was it that they had a Max? What did I say? There was some show that ended in the last season that we were talking about, and they ended up having one of the characters be a Max Headroom.
I don't remember this, but
okay, no, because you didn't see it, and it was something we were talking about, and I said, yeah, I finally watched the last season. The last 10 episodes or whatever. And yeah, it was pretty funny. Oh, I know what it was.
What was it?
I know what it was. It was, starts with an M, comic book, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay. They did
They did one episode. Our hero, our lead.
Yeah.
Yes, ended up being a Max Headroom character.
Oh, that's great.
On TV. Yeah. Anyway, it was pretty funny. They did a really good job of that one.
So yes. Sadly, he will not be back for the show, sadly. He unfortunately passed due to cancer. So if you want to do anything, you can always give to the American Cancer Society in his name. But just a moment to offer our condolences to his family and celebrate that this man had an incredible career, and by all accounts from everyone who worked on Criminal Minds, was just a delightful presence who did a great job. And I mean, the man worked into his late 70s on this show.
Like, as I said, I'll be doing this when I'm 90.
I know. So it's like, that's the thing. This man worked on Criminal Minds until he was 78 years old. I think you can review Criminal Minds into your 80s and 90s.
Blah. Yeah.
All right.
If he could manage to do the, he could manage to line produce, is what you're saying.
That is
I can
what I'm
manage
saying, yes.
to. I can manage to review.
Exactly. Like, all right.
Yes.
No, I get it. Yeah. So we're going to call it here. Thank you so much to everyone who's written us to tell us about the Criminal Minds situation. And we, too, are very hopeful that some deal will be worked out to get Thomas Gibson back. But for us, we are going to be back in a couple of weeks for a Sunday show. We don't know exactly when. Obviously, we're going to update you with any news. But if you're listening to the regular shows, you've got Season 13 wrapping up soon. You've got Prodigal Son starting, so plenty of new episodes to listen to from us, whether or not you're hearing us every Sunday. For now, if you have any questions, comments, if there's any profiling-related fiction you want us to check out, drop us a line at profilingcriminalminds@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. If you have any... If you're listening... Don't know where my head's at today. Actually, I do know where my head's at today. I'm not talking about it on the show.
I'll tell you. No way.
But anyway, if you would like, if you're listening to this on some sort of a podcatcher or podcast app, be sure to rate and review it, because that is how people find the show. We will see you back here this week for new episodes of Profiling Criminal Minds. But until then, I'm going to say au revoir.
And have a good week.
Profiling Criminal Minds is a member of the Kinks Podcasting Network.